When alfalfa hay prices get high, feeding more than cattle need gets expensive. Stay tuned as I describe feeding just enough alfalfa to provide the protein your animals need.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Winter diets for cattle based on corn stalks, prairie hay, straw, or winter range often need extra protein. The protein supplement you choose is important, both in its effectiveness and its cost. Many cheap protein sources contain mostly urea and other forms of non-protein nitrogen. These supplements may not be very effective when cattle are eating mostly low-energy-containing winter forages. Supplements that contain mostly all-natural protein may be better. The reason for this is that this protein is needed to feed the microbes in the rumen, so they can digest more fiber from your forage. And many times, the cheapest natural source of protein is alfalfa, even when the price is high. Keep costs down by determining how much extra protein your cows actually need. Both a forage test for protein and a close estimate of how much your cows are actually eating are needed to be accurate. Then you can work with a local extension educator, a nutritionist, or use your own skills to calculate how much extra protein is needed. Most winter forage diets need between 1/2 and 1 pound of extra protein per day. Since the forage test of your alfalfa will tell you how much protein it contains, you can calculate how much alfalfa to feed each day to keep cows healthy and productive. This could be as low as 2 pounds per day when feeding a very high protein alfalfa to cows needing only a little extra protein, to as much as 8 to 10 pounds when using low-quality alfalfa for cows on a very low-protein diet. It may not sound like a big difference, but when you can feed just 2 or 3 pounds each day per cow, the savings can add up fast.
We'll look to those area hay prices after this.